Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
So you said earlier we got Steph Burgess in from Cafe Isola.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Steph.
Good afternoon. Hi, everyone.
Okay.
Hi.
Now,
it's lovely to see you.
Lovely nice to be you. Back. Lovely to see you all.
In case you don't know where Cafe Isola is, it's in Newport.
You can't miss it.
It's on the corner of Chapel Street. It's bright yellow.
Yeah, it's just been repainted.
It has. Scaffolding's down.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It looks all great.
It looks really very bright indeed, and a nice little cafe. If you don't know where that is, if you're coming at Newport bus station on your left, McDonald's in front of you, turn left at the junction and it's on the right.
You
perfect.
Cannot miss it.
Yeah. No.
And the food is wonderful.
Food is lovely.
Don't tell Steph that.
No.
You can tell me that. I love hearing that.
Now, but you're not here just to talk about what you do currently. You've got some other stuff going on as well, haven't you, Steph?
Yeah. So, as probably, hopefully, the majority of the island know, like you explained, Kelvin, where we are and what we do. So we're the home of Island Roasted Coffee and White Label Tea, and we're a fabulous cafe, and we work with loads of businesses such as yourselves as well throughout the year, running events and charity events. It's amazing. We do wedding receptions and everything like that.
Yeah,
but
you did our quiz night, didn't
did
you?
Did your quiz night, recent quiz night.
And our community awards ceremony.
That was amazing back in March, yes.
Yes.
And you lovely people, we spoke about it, I think, the year before, and you said, I think we should do it. And I said, you know, this will be amazing. It's our first awards event. So, yes, and that was, yeah, super proud to
good.
To work with you guys in March on that. So, yes, which is great because it just, again, brings so many businesses across the island together. And yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit here today.
Okay.
We've got the two tiers, so we've got downstairs and we've got upstairs, and we're really lucky to have some beautiful meeting rooms. Currently, last week, actually, we worked with the Solent Growth Partnership over in Southampton and Portsmouth. We had a lovely bunch of business people come over from there, and they had a business breakfast early in the morning, presentation and everything. So yeah, I kind of just want to... Yeah, just let everybody know that we've got some private meeting rooms. You can hire us in the morning for business breakfasts, working lunches, afternoon celebratory afternoon tea and cakes, which we've worked with before, with more accountants and everything. So yeah, that's kind of what we're great at in terms of the hub at Newport.
So how many people could you take in either room?
Yeah, so we've got a large meeting room which can easily accommodate 14 to 16 people.
Right.
We've got the ability to do table service, which is really great if you want to pre-order lunches and coffees to come up at certain times, because you're obviously all deep in a meeting, in a business meeting.
Of course, yeah.
We've got a big TV screen in there, so businesses are able to bring their laptops along and do presentations and things. We've even had people move tables and chairs to do some first aid training in there
as
well. So the room's big enough to host things like that. We've also got a smaller room that can host up to four people. We kind of call that the hot desk room.
Right.
Because I think we live in this day and age where Zoom calls and, you know, some people just need to get their head down for a couple of hours and get some, you know, really important business work and emails done.
And have a cup of coffee,
exactly. Yes. And a cake or some lunch, or even hold an interview. You know, we've had many businesses that want to come along and just hire the small room to hold in a day of interviews.
All right, yeah.
Which works really well.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of come along and let everyone know about
that. Yeah, because unless you know,
absolutely,
you don't know.
Absolutely. And not many people necessarily would go upstairs as well, you know.
It's interesting because you've done Chamber Awards and things, not awards, but Chamber meetings. Things upstairs,
yeah.
So tea and toast.
Tea and toast, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And it's upstairs is quite large, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So last week, I think we had the Solent Growth people over. I think there was about 30 people, and there was hot bacon and, you know, juices and coffees and everything for people to help themselves. And it's a really good, like, networking, you know, mingling space. You can go to certain businesses and certain places, and you're kind of sat as if you were in school, you know, with tables, chairs, and everything's all lined up. Which works as well, but the good thing about us is we're open, the atmosphere's there, and but actually, if you want a private space, we've got two of them that you're there.
So has it got a table in if you want it?
We got three big tables in the large meeting room. Again, we can accommodate, you know, if you've got six to eight people and you want some tables moved, you can do that and get some space. And
I've seen you and Danny moving tables.
We do. Have a good shuffle around to make sure the space is right. So
how do people go about organising this with you?
Yeah, so you can either follow us on Facebook or pop in. We're open 7 days a week. You can send an email to us at info at cafe-isola.co.uk. Easiest thing, Kelvin, is just pop in.
Pop in and
just
say
pop
hi.
In. Because even when I get emails and somebody says I've got eight people, or, you know, I say, do you want to just come in and have a look at the space? And I go, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it's better to visualise it.
It is, yeah. You can see what's going on.
Yeah. And even if I'm not there, ask one of my team, and my team will show you upstairs and show you the space we've got available. Yes. So, yeah.
Indeed. And in terms of parking, you're not very far from the Chapel Street car park.
No, exactly. Literally just round the back. Which works really good. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Excellent. I like that. Yeah. It's a nice space. So I've been in it a few times, and you've got Wi-Fi as well.
Wi-Fi. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So
lots of all the amenities you could need to hold a business meeting.
Plus food. There.
Plus food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not bad at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that open to any size of business? Well, up to a point. You can't fit 1,000 people in
no,
there.
No, we can't. But again, we can accommodate to lots of businesses' needs. I think what we're great at is we're open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So many businesses, a morning meeting is really good. We'll get there for 8:15, ready to start 8:30. That's not a problem. You know, we can cater for that. And again, some people have been at work all day, but actually they need an afternoon networking event, as you rightly mentioned earlier, Kelvin. We've done the chamber, you know, tea and toast. We do the chamber coffee and cakes, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
So actually it kind of, you know, it can accommodate pretty much anything, seven days a week, you know.
Okay, so I mean, you could do like a small team building event, that kind of thing.
Yeah, team building, yeah, it's really good. Team building, interviews, you know, yeah.
Oh, yeah, interviews.
Yeah, whole host. Yeah, we get a lot of people that want to just, businesses want to kind of bring the interview kind of, you know, out of their own business and do it somewhere separate.
And you've got toilets and everything?
Toilets all upstairs.
Yeah, yeah, accessible absolutely. As well.
Yeah, absolutely, downstairs, yeah, and yeah.
Yeah, the interview thing, getting it on a bit of neutral ground sometimes puts the interviewee at a bit of ease.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think it's good that, you know, there's lots of businesses on the island that have these meeting rooms or cafes or restaurants where you can actually all you know, get together and, you know, networking's great. It's what the island is great about, you know, and you learn so much from meeting people and chatting and all getting together under one roof.
Yes, great idea. I hope it goes well for you.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yeah.
So you can't miss the place. It's in Chapel Street on the corner. Used to be the chapel.
It did. Yes.
At some point in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a nice space to do stuff in. I've got my own little meeting coming up there in a couple of weeks' time, just for two or three of us having a cup of coffee and meeting some new
chap. And so, if you're really lucky, on a Thursday you can watch a live roast, because that's when we do the live roasting on a Thursday. That's a bit of an inside information.
That's upstairs, isn't it?
That is upstairs.
That's quite this fiendish-looking construction.
It is, on the balcony, yes. Really? You'll see our head roaster.
So if you want an insight into how coffee's roasted and the smell that goes with it.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday's the day.
So look for Cafe Isola, that's ISOLA.
Correct.
With two F's in the cafe.
Correct, yeah.
On Facebook or just Google that, it'll come up
Google
with it.
Like I said, pop in and speak to our team. We'll show you around or just drop us a call on 524800.
And your team's always so very friendly
and
helpful.
Thank you. We've got a good bunch.
No, they are lovely.
Yeah, I highly recommend the place.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Anything else you want to say?
I love coming to Vectis Radio.
We'll come in again soon.
Apart from that.
That's a given.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.